As the people of Earth went about their daily lives, little did they know that an interstellar invasion was about to unfold right before their very eyes. It all began when a strange signal was detected by the Dayan network, a long time ago called SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, agents who were monitoring space signals from the Arecibo radio telescope. At first, the signal was dismissed as background noise, but I was not convinced. Upon further analysis, my network detected a message contained in a signal. But it took a long while to understand the meaning. It contained detailed instructions for what I interpreted as the invasion of Earth. This message began our preparations for an all-out evacuation as a last resort. Months went by before the first disturbance occurred at the edge of our galaxy. Just before the ships arrived in the skies above major cities on the planet. At first, the people below thought that they were seeing a celestial show as bright lights streaked across the sky. The storm increased in velocity. Huge red and purple clouds drifted over Aang. But as the ships got closer, it dawned on us that even our armada would not be able to defend our home. It was a full-fledged invasion. The ships hidden behind the clouds were huge, each one appearing in our fear, like the size of a small country. They descended upon the planet with frightening speed, unleashing a barrage of attacks on the unprepared cities below. In a matter of hours, most of the world's most populous cities began to be ghost towns, our people disappearing on the ground. The aliens had an advanced technology that allowed them to immobilize our latest military defenses, as well as disrupt communication networks, rendering our traditional weaponry completely ineffective against them. In the ensuing chaos, our people fled for the four programs, Alpha, Provenance, Aurora, and Origin. But the arrival of the aliens was much too soon. The aliens' wrath left no place to hide, as the aliens were everywhere, and their technology gave them the ability to track the movements of every human on Earth. Our citizens were paralyzed with fear and confusion. But there were groups of humans who were determined to fight back. These were the Alf and our elite. Our conclave leaders soon joined the troops on the ground, and for once, they even mixed with our workers. Our city vigils were the first line of defense and they fell in droves. Even the Danes, all my brothers and sisters fought to slow down the invasion and allow our residents to escape. Finding a way to save the planet did not seem an option. The stage was set for an epic battle between the indigenous worlds of Earth and the alien invaders.